Want to learn how to make people do this?
I'm angry because you're a little fucking weasel and I want to fucking slap you. That's why I'm angry. I'm going to get a little bit triggered when you fucking treat me like I'm an idiot when I know way more than you do.
Well, I literally wrote the book on how to do that. Rational Answers to Stupid Question is my book that will be coming out in a few weeks. I've taken the most common arguments I hear in my debates and written comprehensive refutations of all of them. So if you want to know how to handle that really annoying uncle or your friend or coworker when they bring up some nonsense, buy the book and you will be well equipped. I'll have the official release date coming out soon, so make sure you're subscribed, have the bell notifications turned on so you can know exactly when that's going to be.
So I maintain a position that the threshold of evidence that we use in scientific hierarchy of evidences, evidentiary hierarchies in science, does not satisfy the notion that evolution should be taken as fact, you know, real or true. And I can go into that if you'd like.
So you discount evidence?
No, I think that the individual evidences that they provide are merely just phenomena that I think are probably more editorialized. And I can probably draw a comparison to kind of lend where I'm coming from. When we talk about proof and we apply stuff in evidence-based medicine, for example, we utilize randomized controlled trials and meta-analyses of those controlled trials. And that's the top of the scientific hierarchy. And the bottom of it is expert opinion. So where would you say evolution falls in the evidentiary hierarchy that we use in science?
Nothing that you just said makes any sense.
So
nothing that you said makes any sense. I can just tell you what the evidence for evolution is. For example, genetics and the fossil record.
It's
uncontrovertible. Incontrovertible?
Incontrovertible, yeah.
Yeah.
So could you, this isn't supposed to be a gotcha, but could you Google that hierarchy and you'll see a multiple different diagrams and they all are roughly about the same.
I don't care about whatever this hierarchy is. You and I can understand what physical evidence can tell us. It doesn't matter what hierarchies of what, like, if you think people are gatekeeping information and that they just fabricate data, which earlier it sounds like that's basically what you said, that it's been editorialized. If you think that the human genome has been published or has not been published, and that the chimpanzee genome has or has not been published, but either way, they just fabricated it to make it look like we're 98.6% genetically similar to them, then I can't have a conversation with you, because that's stupid. And you can go to Jolly Pirate Donuts and take a 2-hour shit for all I care.
That's not what I'm saying. So I mean, okay.
So what are you saying?
No, it's not. I'm saying that editorialize does not mean make up. That's fabricate. I didn't say fabricate. Editorialize means when you report anything besides facts, right? And you mix in, you know, narrative or opinion with those facts. So that's what I said that evolution is. And I can be even more specific. I'd argue that we can't prove evolution.
Why not?
Largely because and I can give you an example, like the evolution of Homo sapiens, for example, is not provable, right?
Why not?
You can draw pieces of evidence, right? And you can...
Yep. What does it mean to prove something?
Robust...
To find evidence in favor of a proposition.
No, that is the kind of biologist definition of proof.
That's just a generic term of it. It's the exact same way you would use the term in a court of law.
Proof deals with certainty. Evidence is not deal with certainty. Evidence
didn't
is to
say
support.
Do you think means absolute proof? We have 100% of all of the information, because that's just a completely dishonest take.
I don't believe that we. No, it's not a dishonest take. I'm
yes,
trying to distinct. No, it's not. Let me ask you this. Do you believe we've proved evolution the way that we proved insulin works?
Do you believe that
Can you let me answer this? Let me answer this question real quick. I'll answer your question.
Can we convict somebody of murder? Yes or no?
Absolutely.
But we can never have proof.
No, but we have a very high threshold for what we convict, right? Like
it's right. Not that, so there it's you not go. Just, so it's not just the mere empirical scientific investigations do the exact same thing. We can collect physical data about phenomena that occurred in the past, and we can draw conclusions with confidence to say what did or did not happen. There we go.
Do you believe that evolution is as proven as insulin's effect on patients with diabetes?
Yep.
Okay, that's categorically false, and you're dishonest at that point. So now we can't.
Interesting. So why do you think they're different?
Because insulin has been proven to work with diabetes and aid in and even eliminate diabetes via randomized controlled trials and meta-analyses of those trials.
That doesn't prove anything. It could have been a miracle. Prove it.
No. Randomized controlled trials.
Could have been divine intervention.
No, that's not. That's literally. Okay, so now you're just being dishonest.
It could have been divine intervention. So you haven't proven anything, actually.
I think you just
got caught.
Plus, have
you done these studies? Were you there? Are you a scientist?
What studies were done? Give me an equivalent of an RCT on macroevolution of why we should take Australopithecus as a precursor to Homo sapiens. Can you provide me one RCT? Homologous structures is not a randomized controlled threshold.
That's the only way we can possibly do science? Interesting. So you probably don't think that black holes exist.
Evidence in science.
You probably don't think that there are other galaxies or anything like that either. You must not think that atomic theory is true because we don't have any randomized clinical trials for the existence of atoms and subatomic particles. These are just NPC talking points.
NPC, yeah. You sound like a retard who's saying that somehow the threshold that insulin is proven to work in diabetes, that Australopithecus is the precursor because of what comparative
anatomy empirical evidence. They've both been confirmed.
What empirical evidence? You don't even know the hierarchies of those evidences. I just gave you the hierarchy. That's the considered standard in medicine and in science, and you're saying
in a court of law, when have we ever done a randomized clinical trial to prove that somebody
genetic testing, DNA testing? They use control groups.
Where's the randomized clinical trial that proves that anybody ever committed a murder?
We have a different threshold of evidence for convictions of murders.
Interesting.
Right? Yes, exactly. So the difference is that when we convict on murder versus, say, when we use insulin with a diabetic patient, we don't actually have absolute certainty that the insulin will work, right? Or sorry, the murder is the plaintiff.
Do you have absolute certainty that insulin works?
Yeah, we do have absolute,
absolute certainty.
Are you denying that insulin works? Is that what your position is now going to be?
My position is that's what the evidence tells us.
Okay, so.
And the evidence tells us that we evolved.
What is the evidence in insulin and at working in diabetes? And then tell me what the equivalent evidence is for Australopithecus being the precursor.
So when people take insulin, there are changes in their, I don't know what you call it, A1C levels or whatever.
Roughly, yes, that's correct.
Right. So if humans evolved, what would the evidence look like?
Do you know how we prove that insulin works?
So you can either answer this question or I'm just going to get rid of you. If humans did evolve, what would the evidence look like?
We prove insulin works because we take
randomized data. We're not talking about insulin, so the question is, if humans evolved, what would the evidence look like?
For science, which uses a comparison for evolution.
Yep, this is literally your last chance. So if humans evolved, what would the evidence look like?
If humans evolved, what would the evidence look like?
Yep.
It would probably look like what the evolutionists say it looks like. Is that the answer you want to hear?
You're stupid. You're like an actual stupid human being. Or you're just dishonest.
Well, you don't know what a randomized control trial is. You want to define what that is for the audience so they can realize how
would a randomized double blind clinical control or clinical
okay.
yeah
clinically so why don't
controlled
you explain what that
trial is?
Is
but we're not talking about high, those we're talking about the evidence for
why is the
human evolution. Do you know what a derived characteristic is?
Oh, you think a derived characteristics equals the same thresholds of evidentiary basis that a randomized double blind clinical control trial is that what your position is? Because that's a position. And that's like not the position doing that it again. I heard from even the best
evolutionists. Okay, buddy, you're obviously like 17 years old. I don't know how much your dad beats you up, your age, but it clearly isn't enough because you still act like a piece of shit all the time.
I'm about your
and
age,
and I'm not going to talk to you and anymore. You're getting... So goodbye. Not nearly enough, Junior.